we, the students of class 10 and class 12, humbly offer our expressions of love and gratitude at your divine lotus feet, Swami.
Dearest Swami, our hearts are filled with emotions.
Our eyes are moist with tears.
Our souls are soaked in your love.
Our thoughts contain your memories.
Our journey today comes to a momentary pause on this momentous occasion where we relive and remember those once in a lifetime moments we have shared with you.
But
our heart is filled with mixed emotions, for there is both joy and sorrow, pain and pleasure.
But above all, Swami, what we feel most today is gratitude towards you for all that you have done for us.
For all that you have given us.
Swami, we are grateful to you for the life you lived and showed us the way.
Swami, we thank you for shaping the life we lead so that we are on the correct path.
You have given us such a wonderful school and the most caring teachers.
You have given us the best home with the most loving family.
But most importantly, Swami, we feel grateful to you for giving us this chance to express our gratitude to you.
But Yogesh, I have a doubt. Why are we celebrating this special program, gratitude program? I mean, suppose someone gifts me with something, I thank them. In the same way, Swami has gifted me with many things and I thank him. But why this special day? Why this special program?
Brother Rahul, let's give it a thought. Have we thanked Swami enough for all that he has given us? Rahul, there is nothing in this world that our Lord has not given us. In fact, if we were to thank him for all that he has bestowed upon us and for all that he has done for us, then Rahul, with every breath, the only thing we must be doing is to thank him. Dearest Lord, at least today, we, your property, take this most coveted chance to remember and realize the vastness of your selflessness and to thank you for your infinite love and your compassionate grace.
Dearest Swami, we thank you for everything you have done for us. We offer ourselves and want to express our gratitude to you, for you have brought us into your fold.
Thinking for a long time now of those wonderful times with you. All these thoughts fill my days and they get me close to you. Thinking for a long time now of those wonderful times with you. All these thoughts fill my day and they get me close to you. The smile on your face.
Shrikar, what was that feeling that intensely gripped your heart when your tryst with the Sri Satya Sai institutions began with you joining the primary school?
Kartik, I could at this moment be the spokesperson for each of us seated here today. You know, it was a wonderful moment when Swami blessed us with the admission in the primary school.
Throughout our sojourn in this divine place, it is His love and grace that has inspired and molded us into what we are today, thus assuring our parents that we are in the divine hands, which is the best place for all of us.
We and our families are related not by the common blood that flows in our veins, but by your love, Swami, that our heart pumps day in and day out.
Swami, you are the divine Father who cares, protects and corrects us at the right moment. Shrikar, I still remember that day in my primary school. Swami had beckoned me to come towards Him, and I casually walked with my hands folded behind. And then He corrected me and told me to fold my hands near my heart.
Swami, you are like a divine mother who always grants us whatever we want, even if we ask for it or not. Kartik, don't you remember the day in our 7th standard when Swami blessed each one of us with a 500 rupees with His divine hands? Swami, I thank you for all that you have done for us. You have cared for us.
Shrikar, Swami not only cares for us, but He also guides, guards and protects us.
True, Mohan. I vividly remember you narrating to us how Swami had once saved your life when a 6-foot granite block had fallen on you.
Yes, Shrikar, that experience is truly a memorable one. Swami, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If not for you, I wouldn't be standing here today.
Swami, when we feel lonely, you are our true companion.
When we feel wounded, you are our divine doctor.
And when we are lost, you are our true guardian.
And now, we have three of our brothers narrating their experiences with us, illustrating the love and mercy that He has showered upon us and that abundant grace that has always protected us and our families.
It was in the year 2008. My grandparents were going for a pilgrimage. Unfortunately, they met with an accident. They were severely injured and were rushed to the hospital. The doctors reported that my grandmother had severe injuries to her head and her spine, and they feared if she would continue to live. When my parents came to know about this, they did not lose hope. Instead, they prayed to our beloved mother Sai, the divine doctor. Meanwhile, the operations were performed, and the doctors were surprised as to how my grandmother continued to live. But they knew for sure that she would not be able to walk for her entire life. Due to the complications, they decided to shift her to a big hospital in Chennai. On the way, my grandmother kept a photo of Swami and prayed to Him for His blessings. The scans were performed in the hospital and the doctors decided to operate on my grandmother, not sure if it would be successful or not. On the day of the operation, when the operation was just about to begin, a senior doctor rushed into the operation theater asking for the operation to be cancelled, and said that the latest reports indicated that there was no need for an operation and she could be all right with a month of bed rest. Swami, and now, even in the late 60s, my grandmother walks around freely doing seva and offering her life to you. Swami, I'd like to thank you for saving my grandmother's life and opening a new chapter of love in the hearts of my family. Thank you, Swami. I love you.
Year 2010. Location, Ghana, Western Africa. My father was sent to Suguma on some operation. One night at around 8:30, a gang of robbers stopped by his house. The security made some noise and the gang left. My father informed us to his company and so was provided more security. The police were not informed since that was the first robbery attempt in that area. My worried father prayed to you, Swami, and was on bed by 10:30 that night. Suddenly, he heard the windows creak. The robbers slipped into the house with daggers this time. My father got up and shouted, "Who is that?" 5 feet from him, the robbers froze. My surprised father then called his friend and shouted, "Robbers, robbers!" His friend came with armed men in a jiffy. Astonishingly, the robbers stayed in that frozen position the whole while and fled, hearing the car sounds. My father thanked his friend, who then told him that he was actually in a business club and had got a sudden urge to go home. And when he did, he saw my father's call. My father's eyes well with tears, thanking you, Swami. "Swami, I know fully well it was your will that made the robbers freeze for 10 minutes that day. Swami, it could only be you that made my father's friend leave the club and go home so that he could attend my father's call. I'm ever indebted to you, Swami. I love you. I love you."
Dear Swami, my love story with you started 15 years ago amidst a tense medical situation. I was yet to see the light of this planet. I was nothing but an amassed accumulation of flesh in my mother's womb. The doctors informed my mother that she wouldn't be able to bear my delivery due to high blood pressure and other medical ailments. Shockingly, they said that the chances of survival for my mother and me were almost negligible. Not knowing these serious events taking place outside, I innocently lay calm inside. Little did I know, Swami, that you would enter my life even before I entered the world. Prayer was the only path my parents chose to reach out to you. Every day passed with fervent prayers pouring in from friends, relatives and family. Clutching onto the ropes of hope and constant prayer, my parents decided to go for a checkup. To their utter amazement, they found that my mother's blood pressure had declined subsequently, and also there were no medical ailments of any sort. This was an impossible event, only made possible by a divine intervention. Few days later, my mother was operated on by the surprise doctors, and I entered this planet, graced by your footsteps of love. Swami, it was you guiding these incidents, leading to my birth. Today, I can only show my gratitude to you, Swami, for the life you divinely blessed me with. Thank you, Swami, for everything. I love you, Swami.
दिल मेरा धड़के
One can battle the stormy seas if one has a companion who is both a leader as well as a friend.
And dearest Swami, you were that companion in our lives. You had faith in us even when we faltered.
You held our hands even when we left yours.
You answered us even when we questioned your will.
We often asked you to give us what we felt would be good for us.
But you always gave us what you felt was the best for us.
True, Rahul. Isn't it said, the whole world is a stage and he is the divine director. For he knows best when to make our entrances and when best to mark our exits. He knows when to flash on the floodlights of happiness and when to turn them off.
It's true. It's said, whatever happens, it's for our good. In my sixth standard, when the sports practices were in full swing, I had fallen ill. Had practiced a lot. In my sixth standard, I had practiced a lot for the selections, but due to my illness, I lost the chance of getting selected to an item of my preference. The name of the item was D-Ramp, and that was one of the most daring items of the year 2010. Since I missed the selections due to my illness, I was forced to join the Pyramids group, which I never preferred. I was very dejected and with an unwilling heart and no joy, I went for the practice sessions. And during one such practice session, you visited the primary school to watch our programs. As the Pyramids group wasn't prepared with the sequence, we are not performing in front of you, Swami. So we just stood aside. You looked at us, called us and asked us to sit in front of you. I was lucky to sit in front of your divine lotus feet, Swami. While you are watching the D-Ramp, I felt bad that I was not part of it. At that moment, I felt bad. I cried. And I cursed my illness. You looked at me as a divine mother. You threw chocolates and gave me Padnamaskar. At that point of time, I did not realize the value of the chance. Now when I look back and recollect those days, I realize being close to you was a far better chance than being part of the D-Ramp. Swami, you know what's best for us and you give us what we need and not what we want. Swami, I promise I shall always be yours.
Dear Swami, whatever is willed by you is bound to take place. There is no force in this world that has the power to go against your will. It was in my fifth standard that I wanted to be in the Sai Avataram drama. That morning, as the selections were on, all of us were anticipating to get some role in the drama. As we stood in a ring around the headmistress, looking at our physiognomies, she started assigning different roles to each one of us. In the process, I got selected as Adi Shankaracharya's disciple and was happy to get that role. As days went by, I used to think of the drama and the role that I was going to play until one day I received a shock. During the second phase of selections, my name wasn't in the list of the selected candidates. Upset with the sudden turn of events, my heart sank. I developed some courage and went and told the headmistress about my situation. Looking at my predicament, she put me in the dance group, and that was a second wave of shock, as I didn't know anything about dancing. Finally, on November 18, 2010, as I was dancing, Swami, you showed me your divinity. The various expressions that I was giving while dancing, you, like a mirror, reflected all those expressions, and that gave me immense joy. The story didn't end there. During your 90th birthday celebrations, as willed by you, I played the role of Adi Shankaracharya's disciple in the Vidya Vahini drama staged here on November 17th last year. You wanted me to become a disciple of Adi Shankara, and I became after 5 years. Thank you, Swami, for all the love and grace that you have showered on me. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Swami, nee chupu chesana maa rati gundalana bangaram, nee madhura vaakkalu nerpana maaku sarvaveda saram, nee sparsha maaku oka madhura gnapakam, nee premanubhutulu maa hridayamlo chirasmaraneeyam, nee adugulalone maa payanam, adhe maa jeevita gamyam, ante ika maa janma dhanyam.
అమ్మ అని పిలుపుకు ప్రతిరూపమై, నాన్న అని పిలుపుకు మా దైవమై, అమ్మ అని పదానికి ప్రతిరూపమై, నాన్న అని పిలుపుకు మా దైవమై, జీవిత మా దైవమా, అమ్మానే నీవే మా సర్వము, నీవే మా ప్రాణము. లవ్ యూ సాయి.
Memories of you walking amidst us.
Moments when you lovingly patted our cheeks.
Instances of you inquiring about the most insignificant of things just to make us happy.
Our hearts yearning to see you and experience you keeps growing stronger and stronger, Swami. Dhanush, I think it's been quite a while since we have felt the physical proximity of our Divine Lord. Oh, how I wish He would bless us and guide us through a dream. Have you ever had a dream of Swami?
Yes, Prasanna. I had once asked Swami to bless me with a dream of His on my birthday, so my faith in Him would strengthen. And I did get a dream of His on my birthday,
in which he was wearing a robe that I had never seen him wear, and he blessed me in a hall that I have never been to.
That's so wonderful. Truly, dreams connect us to God in many more ways than we can ever imagine. And dreams bestowed to us by Swami himself can never be forgotten. They are only cherished for years to come.
Swami, at times when there is no inspiration, when there is no hope during the difficult days of our lives,
and in the absence of your physical presence, when we feel so lost and uncared for,
unlike those days when you were the impetus for us to grow and achieve,
in such difficult days of our lives, Swami, our heart reaches out to you and says, O Lord of mine, O Lord divine, grant me a glimpse of your countenance. Stay by my side and guide me, for you are my only refuge.
And you, Swami, ever so gracefully take us into the realm of dreams to fulfill our desires and uplift our spirits.
Swami, today we have two of your students expressing their heartfelt gratitude to you for guiding them in their lives in your own mysterious ways.
Swami, it was on 6th February 2015. I prayed to you to give me some inspiration because I never had the good fortune of having your darshan. After some time, this prayer slipped out from my mind. One night, as I slept, you came in my dream. You are walking in the B floor corridor of our hostel, granting your darshan to all those present. I was overwhelmed and overjoyed after seeing you for the first time. Looking towards me, you beckoned me to come closer to you and then asked me, Em Kavali, meaning, what do you want? Looking at your beautiful form, all my thoughts melted away. And you asked me, Inspiration Kavala. I replied, Yes, Swami. Then you told me to derive inspiration from my senior brothers of the institute. I didn't understand what you meant. You continued by telling me that you are everywhere guiding and guarding us and watching our every action. You also told me not to search for you in the outer world. So saying, you left. Since then, Swami, since then, every moment of my stay here became a continuous process of learning. It is you, Swami, who inspires and motivates me whenever I felt dejected and disappointed. I am very thankful to you, Swami, for blessing me with such a wonderful dream. I love you, Saima. I love you forever.
To a child, its mother means everything. The child always longs to be in the cooling and comforting presence of its mother and longs to be held in her loving arms in a warm embrace. I too had a similar longing, the longing to be held in your arms in a warm embrace. This incident occurred when I was studying in my 10th standard. It was sometime in the month of November. I was in a depressed state of mind due to some reasons and I burst out into tears. I walked up to your photo in my room and looking at you, I cried out, Swami, I want to hug you. So saying, I left. After a few days, you came in my dream and you're granting darshan to all those seated in this hall. Very interestingly, I was seated where the first standard boys of the primary school usually sit. You came gliding over the white marble path and as you approached me, you asked me to take your Pad Namaskar. Even as I took your Pad Namaskar and got up, you asked me, Tujhe jab bhi pani thi na? You wanted to hug me, isn't it? I replied, Ha Swami, meaning yes Swami. Then you inquired, Kaha, where? I replied, Swami, Bhajan Hall. Then you very lovingly led me into the Bhajan Hall and there you took me into your arms, showering all your motherly love upon me. Swami, today you may not be there physically amidst us, but we know that you are there listening to each and every one of us and you are there standing by our side, encouraging us as a divine mother. I thank you, Swami, and I love you.
Me
Living those moments through the words of our brothers and enjoying the innate joy in thanking them. Midun, doesn't this remind you of the divine grace which is showered upon us at each and every step of our lives?
It does, Vishwanath. As I reminisce about my past, the life I have lived in was sunk in gloom. I was conquered by all the odds of life. But suddenly, I felt catapulted into a new life altogether. A life which confirmed that the intervention of God in one's life is the best experience of all.
Exactly, Midun. In fact, it was way back in 2009, after many years of waiting, that I had the first darshan of Swami. That was the point when God intervened in my life. So, the reasons might be different, but the experiences of 2 years in this place have taught us so many lessons.
Lessons? What lessons are you talking about?
Lessons of brotherhood, love and sacrifice are taught to us in our stay here. The new lives which we now live are a result of the unasked chance which Swami has given us by giving us a place in his school. I wonder, if we were not here, what would we have been?
True. But Vishwanath, I still wonder about those who are denied of this opportunity. I mean, not just this aspect, any aspect you consider. How could the all-merciful Lord ever deny anybody of anything?
No, Midun. With God, there is never any denial. He just delays it for a good purpose.
Indeed, his delays are not his denials. I am reminded of an experience related to this. It actually happened after I had written my 10th class board exams. I had applied for a seat in the higher secondary school and was actually waiting for the admit card to arrive. The whole month of April had passed, but I had not received the admit card, whereas all my friends had received it by the first week of April itself. Meanwhile, I wrote entrance exam for 2 other schools and passed in one of them. But I wasn't happy because I wanted to join Swami's school. I was getting worried. Finally, I got the admit card on the 1st of May. I was overjoyed, not just because I had received it, but I had received it on my birthday. My mother told me maybe Swami delayed because he wanted to give you this as a birthday gift. Time passed, I came to Patti and wrote the entrance test on 18th of May. I was selected for the interview and we were informed that the results would be out on 23rd of May. On 20th of May, I had gone to the Kalparuksha with few of my friends. I prayed to Swami to give me admission in his school. Just then, one of my friend's father called him up, telling that the results were already out. We rushed to the school. I was in cloud 9 when I found my name in the list of selected candidates. I immediately called up my father and gave him the good news. He was extremely happy and he told me, "Son, you have given me the best birthday gift." Yes, that day was his birthday. One may call this a coincidence, but for me, it wasn't. I got the admit card much later than anyone else, and on my birthday, and finally got selected on my father's birthday. Actually, the results were supposed to be out on 23rd of May, but they were out on 20th itself. It was all His divine plan. He knows when what has to be given and to whom. He made those special moments unforgettable ones for me. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much. I love you.
In primary school, we used to get unique interactions with Swami whenever we used to take cards. That chance came to me on 13th of June 2010. It was my birthday, so I took a card that was to be shown to Swami. When Swami came to the primary school block, I knelt beside Him and showed Him the card. After seeing the card, Swami asked me, "Bangaru, what is your name?" I said, "Swami, my name is Avinash." I also prayed to Swami for Pad Namaskar, which He graciously granted. After taking the Namaskar, when I looked up at Swami, Swami's hand went into a circular motion and brought out a chain from the thin air. He put it around my neck, patted me, and moved on. I was stunned. As I was recollecting these joyous moments, I stumbled upon a wish which I had made in my third standard, praying to Swami for an article that I could treasure lifelong and strengthen my rapport with Him. At once, I burst out with joy at the love showered by my Divine Mother. She had given me the best birthday gift ever and also fulfilled a 2-year-old wish. Thank you, O Lord. I love you.
Swami, I would like to offer this poem at your lotus feet. I was like a child, lost in the chaos and confusion of the world. You, like a mother, got me to your divine fold. When my life was gloomy and dark, you, with your lamp of love, ignited in me a divine spark. Each time I fell down from a great height, you lifted me up and infused in me new light. Mother, you are the one to whom I turned when there was none. For every success, you praised me and encouraged me. For every failure, you consoled me and counseled me. Thank you, Swami, for everything you did and doing for us. Swami, please make me an instrument in your divine hands.
Yeah, సేటియలనే నిత్యం నీ పదము సోకి
నీ దివ్య రూపం కైవల్య దీపమై
నీ దివ్య రూపం కైవల్య దీపమై
మధురం ఈ బంధము ఎదిలే అనుబంధము
రాహో పర్ చల్నా సిఖాయా ఆప్నే అంధేరో మే ఉజాలా దిఖాయా ఆప్నే సమయ సమయ పర్ సాత్ దియా ఆప్నే హర్ పల్ ముజ్ పర్ అప్నీ కృపా బర్సాయీ ఆప్నే సంగ్ జో నా హోతే ఆప్ మేరే న జానే హోతా క్యా మేరా ఇన్ సబ్ కా శుక్రియా అదా కరు మే కేసే ఆభార్ ప్రకట్ కరు మే కేసే జీవన్ అదా కర్తా హూ మే ఆప్కో బస్ యూ హీ సంగ్ మేరే చల్తే రహనా ఓ సాయీ బస్ యూ హీ సంగ్ మేరే చల్తే రహనా
From my 8th standard, I have been doing puja and festival decoration to the Ganesha statues installed in front of our school and hostel. Every day, we keep water for Ganesha and during the cold winter nights, we cover him with shawls with just one feeling that it's him who is sitting there. On one such occasion, on Krishnashtami day last year, I was standing on a 13-foot tall aluminium ladder and hanging a serial light to the dome above the Ganesha installed in front of our school. A boy was actually supposed to hold the ladder, but he went inside the school building to get the next serial light. Unaware of this, I bent too much and the ladder skid. I began falling from that height and I realized that my head was going to bang against the edge of the platform on which the Lord statue was installed. Fearing the consequences of the impact on my head, I closed my eyes when suddenly I stopped in mid-air. I felt something very soft under my hands. When I opened my eyes, I was surprised to find that it was Ganesha's hand under my stomach. Further, the Lord lifted me up, put me back on top of the ladder, and the Lord's hand went back. There was a mark of Ganesha's Ankusha on my stomach. Through this experience, the Lord reinforced that faith in me that statues are not mere stones but are His manifestations to help us go closer to Him. Also, Swami, you proved to me that you are always there, protecting me. Thank you, Swami, for saving my life. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Swami, we now dedicate at your lotus feet an instrumental piece on the bhajan Giridhara Govinda Gopal. Thank you. Swami, if today I'm able to stand up and speak without any difficulty, there's a story behind this. A story at the end of which I was left brim to the brim with gratitude and love for you. Last year, on February 11th, I broke my jaw while playing cricket. The treatment involved a surgery which could not be done in any of our medical institutions over here. So the doctors here referred me to Vaidehi Institute of Medical Sciences in Bangalore. While I was in my own private hell, cursing myself for my negligent behavior, which would deeply affect my parents, my teachers over here ran around making the calls, while simultaneously the principal contacted the higher authorities, who in turn got in touch with the director of the institute, and my brothers right here, dropping in from the school now and then, checking on whether I was fine or not, making soft food for me so that I don't have difficulty while chewing. Amidst all the raging pain and emotions, somewhere deep down my heart, I was thankful to you for giving me such a wonderful and loving family. My loving teachers in the hostel arranged for my transit to Bangalore. And before I knew, I was traveling to Bangalore. And no one ever has got a good feeling while going for a major surgery, and I was no exception. But there was a surprise waiting for me at Bangalore. The moment I got up from the car out there, I was surprised and amazed to find an ex-student of our school waiting there for me. It did me a lot great good, knowing that in times of trouble, there were my brothers looking after me. Like I said, it takes a lot for a patient to smile and enter a hospital, and I was no exception. I was quite worried, but I can't deny the fact that the moment I entered the lobby of Vaidehi Institute of Medical Sciences, a wide smile spread across my face. For there in the central lobby were two huge portraits of yours, somewhere telling me that I'm there with you, smiling, blessing me, and telling me that I was not alone. It was the next day that I truly got the best of it. At that time, I understood what the prefix of Sai can do to you. I was rushed around like a VIP, all my formalities completed in a jiffy, and within no time, I was sitting in front of the director's office. And the moment I got in, just because I was your student, I was a Sai student, she wrote a four-letter word across my expenses, F-R-E-E, free, a grand total of 50,000, waived off, not because of me, but because of the love that you have showered on the humanity. The best part still was looking at my brother, whom I didn't know in fact, but we just knew each other as Sai students. He stayed up with me full day, even though he had a night shift. He did his night shift, joined me for my operation, was there with me throughout the day, and then again joined for his night shift, sacrificing his sleep, because we share the love that our mother, that's you who has given it to us. I felt deeply indebted to you for giving me such a wonderful family, the best of teachers, the most loving of brothers, and for your grace that you showered upon me all that while. Like me, I had a tale to tell for that expression of yours for me. Like me over here, there are hundreds of us sitting, each with a tale to tell, each with their expressions of gratitude to you, for you have loved us, made us feel unique. You have truly made us feel like a star in the sky.
Indeed, Ujjwal, we are not just students studying in a school. We are brothers staying in a home. We are not friends. We are family. Swami, it was your love that brought us together. And it is your love that shall let us remain together forever. We can never leave you, Swami, and we will never leave you.
Swami, 12 years back I cried because I did not want to join your school but had no choice. And today as I stand here, tears fill my eyes because I do not want to leave this place, Swami. I do not want to leave this place. I am highly indebted to you, Swami, for guiding me at every instant of my life. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much.
Swami, when I was quite young, I lost my mother to cancer. After she passed away, my condition was miserable. It was then you took me into your primary school, Swami, and looked after me with so much love and care. Swami, I lost the love of one mother, but in you I gained the love of 1,000 mothers. Thank you for everything, Swami. I love you.
Swami, in our first standard, you introduced us to this wonderful world of music. Throughout these 10 years, you blessed us with the tutelage of proficient teachers, artists and expert violinists. Being 10th class students, we never imagined that we would be a part of the International Symphony Orchestra with globally acclaimed artists who performed on your 90th birthday.
We know that, Swami, it was only out of your love for your students that brought us to that platform, which initially seemed unreachable, but again, it was your love that made us go through it as if it were a cakewalk. Thank you, Swami, for making a dream into reality and answering our prayers. Love you, Swami.
To err is human, but to forgive is divine. In spite of my shortcomings and failures, you held me by my hands and stood by my side and showed me the way. Today, whatever I am, whatever I have achieved, I owe it all to you. Thank you, Swami. I love you.
Swami, ever since I joined your school, you taught me many things. Apart from academics, you gave us opportunities to learn and perform physical feats and gymnastics in your presence. Swami, today, that courage instilled in me gave me tremendous courage and fearlessness to face any challenges in life. Swami, I understand why fear when I am here. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much.
Swami, everyone aspires to learn a certain musical instrument, but I couldn't avail that opportunity because of the cost involved in it. But here at your school, Swami, I was so fortunate to fulfill long cherished dream of mine. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much.
Swami, I belong to a middle class family. I always wanted to have an affordable and a good education. And you so compassionately took me into your school. Today, I express my heartfelt gratitude for the priceless education being given by you, absolutely free of cost. Love you, Swami. I am ever grateful to you.
We left our homes not knowing that we are walking into one. We left our parents not knowing that we were walking into the embrace of the most loving people we would ever meet, our teachers. We left a brother back home not knowing that union with 100 such brothers awaited us. We left our homes not knowing what is divinity, only to bask in her lap for an eternity.
We do not know what we have done to receive so much love from you.
You have given us the best of educational facilities.
But it isn't just about academics. You have shaped each and every aspect of our personality.
Be it music, sport, or any other skill for that matter.
What more can we ask of you, dear Lord?
Swami, if we are an instrument,
you are the music.
If we are a pen,
you are the ink.
If we are the heart,
you are the heartbeat.
Swami, you are the meaning of our existence.
You are the light of our lives.
You are the reason for our breath.
Swami, today as we stand here, we have a small prayer to make to you. Throughout our lives, we have always asked you for what we wanted, and you always gave us what we needed. Swami, please give us the strength so that we always ask what we need and never what we want.
We always want only good things to happen to us. But Lord, when will we realize that whatever happens is only for our good?
Lord, please grant us that highest realization that there can be no question of a distance and a difference between us.
That there can be no question of we leaving you or you leaving us.
For we are a part of you.
And you are a part of us.
Swami, we can never be away from you.
For we and you are one and the same. Today, at this epochal occasion, let us remain bound to you for as long as the sun shines and the water flows.
Let no man on earth break this bond of gratitude and love that binds us.
Let no being in this universe be able to shake our faith in you.
Dearest Swami, we cannot stay in this heaven forever.
but give us the strength so that we can make each and every place we visit a heaven on earth.
Swami, give us the strength so that we become your true messengers
and make our lives your message.
अपने जीवन को तेरा संदेश बनाएंगे, तो बह दिन दीसायू तेरे संदेश से भरा, मुझे पूरा करे मैं अधूरा तेरे बिना। छोटे छोटे लम्हों में तेरा संदेश जिएंगे, अपने जीवन को तेरा संदेश बनाएंगे। Held us close to your side, grace us with the strength for me, so we fill the world with love. You've lit our hearts with love, held us close to your side, grace us with the strength for me, so we fill the world with love. Chote chote lambo me tera sandesh jiyenge, apne jeevan ko tera sandesh banayenge. Chote chote lambo me tera sandesh jiyenge, apne jeevan ko tera sandesh banayenge. Chote chote lambo me tera sandesh jiyenge, apne jeevan ko tera sandesh banayenge. अपने जीवन को तेरा संदेश बनाएंगे, अपने जीवन को तेरा संदेश बनाएंगे।
స్కూల్, కాలేజీ, హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్ పిల్లలంతా కూడా మా వెంట వెంటనే ఉంటుంటారు. అందు వదిలి వారిపోరు, వారిని వదిలి నేను ఉండలేను. అందరూ మంచి బంగారు. నా పిల్లల యొక్క పరిస్థితి నాకు తెలుసు, కానీ మరొకరు తెలియదు. పిల్లలందరూ కూడా స్వామి ప్రారంభిస్తున్నారు. అందువల్ల వారి మీద ఎప్పుడైనా సరే నేను వారిని ప్రాణసాక్షి చేస్తాను. పిల్లలందరూ కూడా సుక్షేమంగా జీవించాలి. మీరు ఎక్కడుండినా కూడా నేను వెంట జంట ఇంటా ఉంటాను. రేపటి నుంచి కూడా మీరు ఏ పని చేసినా కానీ ఈ స్వామి పని, స్వామి పని, స్వామి పని కనుక్కొని చేయండి. తల్లిదండ్రులు కూడా అర్థం చేసుకోవటం లేదు. అది నాకు ఒక్కరికి మాత్రమే తెలుసు. మీరందరూ కూడా క్షేమంగా సుక్షేమంగా దేవుడిన ప్రవర్తన మాండై పెరగండి బంగారు. మీ ఫ్యూచర్, మీ ప్రజెంట్ నేను చూసుకుంటాను. నాకు వేరే స్థానం ఎక్కడా లేదు. మీ హృదయాలే నా యొక్క స్థానం. నా మనసంతా కూడా నిరంతరము పిల్లలపై ఉన్నది. మీరు లేకపోతే నేను లేను.
Swami openly declares, without you, Swami is non-existent.
Kalga, neerute neeru, neerute neeru. I and you are one, I and you are one.
Gajanam, sharanam, sharanam, pahi gajanam, sharanam, sharanam, pahi gajanam. Ishwar Allah Sai Kaho. Nirupama guna sadana, स्वामी सत्य साई हरे जय बाबा जी की जय।